Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to your 2-Minute Shift. Today's shift, let's talk about knowing your audience. And what I mean is knowing what to say, when, and to who. I don't know if many of us are experts in this field. And I honestly don't know that many resources that could actually help us become experts in that field. So a lot of us learn through trial and error. That might come from us over-communicating something to an audience, under-communicating something to an audience, or communicating nothing at all to an audience. And that might leave us branded as not good communicators. But just like many things in life, I think sometimes we overcomplicate communication. What if we looked at communicating like having a huge bag of jewels? But whenever you go to communicate, you're taking that bag into a room full of jewel collectors. If you just went in and dropped that jewel bag in the middle of the room, people are going to go ransack that bag and take everything out. And before you know it, that bag will be empty. But it won't be evenly distributed. People will just take what they want or take what they, not even taking what they need. They just literally take what they want. But what if you looked at it like this? With my peers, we do the same thing. So I'll let you have anything in the bag because you're probably going to have to communicate and have the same conversations as me. So I want to make sure you're equipped. So let's compare jewels and you can take what you need that you might be missing. When I'm talking to my leader, let me give you the precious jewels, the jewels that you need, because you have to make strategic decisions and operational decisions. If I'm talking to executive leadership, let me tell you how we're using these jewels in this bag. And maybe explain one or two of them, but I don't have to open this whole bag up and show you because you looking at the jewelry that this jewel is going into. So let's not overcomplicate communication. Let's use those jewels in our bags wisely and not overuse them or underuse them.